I'm very strict. If you come to me at the coffee table and giving me some tasks, I say no. Please write an email. To find out what the other needs in terms of communication style is a quite demanding task, but very important.
Hello, dear leader of the pack. My name is Stefan, your leadership host, and it's my pleasure to welcome you today to this Lightwolf podcast episode. This is a very, very special one because it's not only behind the scenes, so a series where my team and I exchange and share with you practical experience and insights from behind the scenes, but this is not with just any partner. This is with my wife, Tanja.
Hello. Nice to be here.
With my wife and business partner, Tanja Hohmeister. And why do we share this? Because it might be interesting for you to have an impression of how it is when we work together. And maybe you are also a working couple. Maybe you are also asking yourselves a few of the questions that we ask ourselves and each other occasionally. So rock and roll, and let's get into the content. Maybe you have worked with me in a workshop. Maybe you have seen me in a keynote on a stage. Maybe we've done executive individual coaching. But few know the person who makes so much happen behind the scenes, in the office, in calendar organization, in time management, in event organization, in holding the team together. And that is my partner and dear wife, Tanja. In my mental org chart for the company, she has a job title. Job title is when many people want to have a title which is head of. Tanja is also head of, but she is primarily heart of operations in our company. And let's maybe start with, how did this all come about? Why are you and I not only a couple and proud parents of two wonderful young men, but also a working tandem?
Yeah, how did it all start in the cellar in Sulzbach, Germany, when you thought about growing and building your own business? And and it started well, and then it grew, and then at one point you realized, okay, this is not manageable all by myself. And then you asked me, okay, will you help me? Will you support me? And kids were not so small anymore, so it was a good moment in time to try. And for me, it was quite easy to say yes, because of two things. One thing was that I had a great role model in my own parents, which worked together for over 40 years. They had their own little company, and I grew up with having parents working together. Mm-hmm. And the second one was that we agreed, okay, if it's not working with the two of us working together, then we find another solution. And maybe the third point, that we agreed from the beginning on to do it very professional, like in a real company context with sure fixes and documents and files and whatever, so that it would be not like a just in between cooking and whatever work.
Yeah, you're right. Probably it was easier for you than for me, right?
Yes, I think so.
And here is my perspective of this moment. First, unlike Tanja, I had never been an entrepreneur. I had always been an employee. Yeah, I had two different corporate careers in three great companies for 25 years, but I had never been an entrepreneur like your parents and you. And when I decided to try being an entrepreneur, founding our own company, I felt pressure, honestly. One, because our market is a red market. There are many, many, many thousands and dozens of providers and service providers in our market. Mm-hmm. And second, I had never built a company, right? So I was very nervous. And I was a bit nervous about you and me working together. Because we are a couple And I didn't want to take a risk on our private relationship by working together and maybe getting into each other's hair by working together. So it was probably more difficult for me than for you, because you had your role model of two working parents for 35 years in their own business.
Exactly.
Right? So that's how it started. And I'm glad we did. And you're right. I think you also said, if I may add on what you said. Mm-hmm. First, you said, Stefan, if it doesn't work with us, we'll find a different solution.
Exactly.
But you also said to me, Stefan, even if it doesn't work with you, right? If I do not succeed, only one in 10 startups succeeds, then you go back into corporate, which I could have done right away. I had an offer on the table to go back into the corporate.
Yeah, but that was a different question.
It's a different question. But it is not directly linked to us as a couple.
No.
But it is linked to me as an entrepreneur, and hence indirectly also to us working together.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's probably the key of how it all started. And I think let's talk about what happened then, how we got to where we are and how we work together.
Yeah, I think one of the secrets, as I said before, is that from the beginning on, we made it very professional with very clear rules. And I think I'm a bit stronger in living these rules than you are, because yeah, when you are a couple and a working couple, then you have to have rules. And of course, you talk about business when you drive in the car somewhere and a topic arises, you discuss things, and sometimes at the breakfast table, that's not a problem. It's okay if it's not too much. But if, for example, I'm at the coffee table just with my first coffee and not really awakened yet, and Stefan starts already like, okay, we need to do this and that, and can you please provide me with this and that? Then I say very clearly, stop. Stop. I'm not in work modus now. Send me an email, send me a message. I'll do it, but not now.
Yeah.
And I'm quite clear on this. I have my schedule and I stick on it. Stefan is a bit more flexible. Yeah. Or how would you say that word? It's not flexible. It's probably more...
I think it's two differences. First of all, yes, I am more flexible. And two, I'm an early bird, right? I work early. Sometimes I work as of 6 in the morning. And at 6 in the morning, you are still sleeping, rightly so, because you have a deeper, better sleep than me. You sleep longer than me. That's just a biorhythm difference. But we both work at slightly different times. And my biggest one of the biggest challenge I have in business is to separate the times to think from the times to act. And if I get interrupted in my thinking all the time, I always have to start anew. And then good ideas are gone. And then I'm frustrated, you know. So I love this 1 or 2 hours in the morning when I'm alone, because I can think uninterrupted. While you, and understandably so, walk through the office whenever you need to the printer or have a question, and then you have a different need. I think getting those needs together is one of the biggest challenges working together.
Yeah, probably that's another point that makes a secret of a good work relationship as a couple, that you have different needs, not only in biorhythm or whatever, but you have to learn what the other one needs to be successful. And we have both very different strengths, which is good.
Yeah. How would you describe your own?
Mine is much more on the organizational side and on the getting it done side and really pushing it through side, while yours is more on the visional side and opening more things and starting more things. But this is something you have to learn over time, because you know your partner, but as a working partner, it's a different thing. And to deliver the other one the thing that you need, for example, I need a clear briefing when I have to do some offers or whatever, then he is now writing very nice briefings. But we had to work on this, as well as I have to deliver certain things for you in a different way than I was used to do it. So I think this is another point on the secret list, how working couple can be successful.
Yeah. That's true. I think one of the steps years ago was when you designed the briefing template for an offer. And we do highly premiumized and individualized and tailor-made service offers. When you wrote that template,
yeah,
helped. It helped you. It didn't necessarily help me, but it helped you. So I just started writing them. I think now we are just working on a big, big, big project where we make an offer. We are working already on the next phase, which is to read the briefing from the client the same way, which we don't yet. We still read it differently.
No. But that's maybe another point. Mm-hmm. That's maybe the next point.
Yeah.
While you said we're reading the briefing from the client, we have different perspectives. And as you might remember, we did a podcast already a few years ago on putting on the other one's glasses. And I think this is also something which is helpful because we discuss nearly everything. I wouldn't say everything, but nearly. And seeing things in different perspectives helps us understanding things better and also creating better results.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I think that was also one of the questions we received last time, years ago, when people asked, okay, conflict and drama, how do you do conflict without getting dramatic and emotional? How do you make disagreements productive? I think from my perspective, Tanya, the solution includes appreciating the other's style, right? It's so easy to insist on my own preference, particularly when we get under pressure, right? You are short of time, I am short of time, and we both are at risk of insisting on our own way, while the solution is to do the exact opposite, to do it your way, when you are the one who needs support and you need to do it my way. I find that one of the most demanding pieces of our collaboration. Would you agree?
Yes, it is a question of style of communication. And I think this is something that you all experience in your work life or in your private life. People have different communication styles, and it's a different thing to communicate in a good way. But still, if the other doesn't get it that way, it's not good. So to find out what the other needs in terms of communication style is a quite demanding task, but very important, because after you found out what the other needs, it's so much easier.
Yeah. I think here you're nailing a big point. This tandem works because we are getting better and better at giving the other one what she or he needs, mm-hmm, rather than giving the other one what we'd like to give.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I think that's the next thing we need to continue optimizing. But I think that's one of the reasons why it works in our case. Did you ever feel at risk of our personal relationship?
No. I mean, there's always conflict, like in every other relationship, work relationship too. I wouldn't know from anyone who never had a conflict in his work life. But this is also a very important and great chance to improve your work life, because conflict can always be used in a good way. And this is one of the things that we continuously try to teach, is maybe the wrong word, but to show in our programs, that conflict and using conflicts in a good way is one of the secrets of good work relationships. And don't get me wrong, we have conflicts.
We do, thank
and God. In the beginning, it could be quite intense, because I'm not someone holding back. I'm saying what I mean and what I want. But then finding out how you can resolve it and make the best out of it, this is, I think, something that you really need to strive for.
Yeah. Do you perceive, when you've experienced me as your husband,
yeah,
and two phases of our collaboration. One, we are together since 1996. For the first 10 years, I was a corporate leader in general management roles, in board level roles, in three different companies. That was one phase of our career. Of my career. I was away from home quite often. Now in this part of our career, we are working together. I'm still away from home a couple of days a month, sometimes weeks a month. Mm-hmm. Corporate and now independent. Do you perceive any advantages of me being an entrepreneur?
I wouldn't say advantage. It's a different kind of work. Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't get it wrong. When you are an independent worker, how do you say that with a selbstständig in English? Is there like a...
I think we have to say it in a very direct Dinglish translation.
Yeah.
It means independent, means in German means selbstständig. And that is like yourself and all the
always.
Time.
Always, yeah? Exactly. And I mean, this is it. And I experienced it like from childhood on, being in an entrepreneurial household. So you work a lot. I wouldn't say this makes a difference mm-hmm. between corporate and our own company now. That doesn't make a difference. One of the differences is maybe that we have it better under control. We can say ourselves, okay, for this part of the year, we are not working. We're really going on holidays. And no one from the top can say, stop, there is a very important meeting, whatever. Yeah. So I think this is a difference. But in general, I would not really say so. I mean, I have friends who really struggle with having husbands at home after they retire.
Yeah.
I have friends. Yeah. Because they have not defined their role yet. Mm. And it's very different when they have been away always and then are at home always.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not the case in our case. So I wouldn't say that there's a huge difference.
I felt one significant difference. And I wonder whether you felt me feeling that. I remember January 2, 2012. I was in a great company. I enjoyed my work. I was running Europe with 6 colleagues. 22 countries, 12,000 people, January 2. I'm the only one in the headquarters, the only one on a Friday. After that one day, after having accepted all the meeting invitations for the coming calendar year, 2 global meetings, dozens of regional meetings, meetings with our internal team, leadership team, about 50% of my year was gone. And when I looked at my calendar, I went like, oh my God, where am I after all this time is gone? I felt steered externally. Mm-hmm. I think that was another moment that made me even more interested in trying to run my own company. Now I'm working even more hours. There is no week when I'm working only 60 hours. I'm working more than that.
True.
And I'm working more hours than in my corporate career. But I still feel I have much more freedom because I can choose how much I work and I can choose when I work and when I don't.
Yeah.
Do you feel me benefiting from this?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Not always.
Yeah.
There are still factors that influence you. And of course, we have to also align with client calendars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it is better. As I said before, we can say, okay, these 3 weeks of the year, we are really going on holidays and nothing can come in between.
Yeah.
But it's not a huge difference in my perception.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I was not in your role. So that's a point.
That's freedom to me. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that freedom.
Yeah.
If you think about our tandem time, working together, has there been one thing that we have done particularly well to function together?
Whew, good question. I'd say alignment is a very, very important thing we do well. And also here we had to find the right way on aligning. How often, in which way, what is effective, what is not. And comparing that to normal work life, I think it's also the same when you have a boss or a colleague you have to work with. You have to find the right way to collaborate with, because everyone has his own style. And I think this is like the communication style, also the working style is very individual.
Agree.
And I think we have done that well, finding out what the special needs are and how we should work with. I think that we have done well.
And if there is the next one thing for us to improve, mm-hmm. what do we need to improve next as a Tandem?
There's quite a lot to improve. Always.
Right, I agree.
it's never enough. I don't have a particular little spot where I would say we have to improve on that. We have to stay curious, like we always were, and try to embrace new working, embrace AI, embrace everything that's out there, and finding out what we benefit from. Because you cannot just take everything because it's new and because it's fashion or whatever. You have to pick the raisins out which are good for yourself.
And for our clients.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, we serve our clients.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
One of the things on top that probably some working couples struggle with, and which is what I was nervous of before we started, is separating work time from private time. How do you draw the boundaries?
As I said before, I'm very strict. If you come to me at the coffee table and giving me some tasks, I say no. Please write an email. Tell it to me in the meeting or whatever. I have my very fixed schedule and I'm very rarely skipping this. I mean, there are emergency cases, of course, or very important things to do that can't wait. But in general, I'm very, very strict. Yeah. I don't know, maybe because I learned it from my parents or always saw it, but I think I'm in general quite strict with these things.
Yeah. But if I may add, you are also flexible if the enterprise requires it.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Today is Monday. Yeah. We record on a Monday. Yesterday was Sunday. And you were the one insisting that we sit down on Sunday to work on a big offer we are right now making.
That's
for
true.
A major program with 400 leadership participants. Yep. You were the one pushing us and pushing me to work on Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. But in this case, because I knew there would not be enough time today and tomorrow. So it needs to be done.
Yeah. One of the things that unites us, I think, is the power of our vision. It's fun to work on the vision of creating a well-led world.
Yes.
I see that you enjoy it, and I know that our cooperation partners enjoy it. It's now 10 people consulting and working with us, and the team supporting the team enjoys it as well. I think that helps. I would now like to ask you 5 quick questions mm-hmm. that I'm always asking interview guests when I have others here in the call. So if I may ask you those 5 quick questions, asking you for short and quick answers.
I try.
What is the best advice you have ever received?
There are many. But maybe one sticks overall. That's the so-called golden rule. Treat everyone with respect and do not do things to others that you don't want them to do to you.
The golden rule. Greetings to Reboot the Future, Kim and Anthony.
Yes.
Second question. What quality do you value most in leaders?
I think it's integrity. If people are reliable and credible, that's a very important thing to me.
Yeah.
I don't like working with people that are not reliable and on time and
Yes, you like that. You like dustbins?
That's a different story. Maybe I have to explain that. Once I read that somewhere, and from a guy.
This is to the guys on the call,
right?
What do women really want from us? Here it is.
And he said, okay, I found the secret in our relationship. I'm not the husband anymore. I'm the dustbin now. And yeah, women really like that, I think.
Husband does.
Yeah, exactly.
Wife happy. Next question. Sometimes things get stressful. Mm-hmm. What is your personal go-to tool when things get stressful?
I think you have to slow down, because if you get stressed then yourself, it all make things even faster. It's even worse. I stick to my very old-fashioned handwritten to-do list. I love handwritten to-do lists. And I love when I can tick things and I just go step by step by step, because otherwise it's getting crazy.
What podcast, book, or quote has inspired you recently?
Not recently. I have read that book already quite a long time ago. It's from Gretchen Rubin. She's a New York Times bestseller. The Four Tendencies. Maybe some of you have read it in the context of parenthood. But it's not only about parenthood. It's about dealing with other human beings in terms of their perception of expectations. Thank you. The word just didn't come. Because you have expectations on yourself. Others have expectations on you. You have expectations on others. And she explains it in a great way and also give great hands-on tips how to deal with people in personal relationships, in work relationships, in relations with children, whatever. And I really like that book. It's not a big one. I really like it because I think all of us are somehow influenced by expectations.
Yeah. If you could change one thing in the world of work tomorrow, what would it be?
It's not only in the world of work, it's everywhere. But respect, coming back to the golden rule, is just something that needs to be more present everywhere. Being friendly to everyone, replying on time, not letting people wait, just being respectful with other people, their time and their service, whatever it is. I think this is very, very important. And it seems that it's less and less there in this world. So I think if we would all do one little piece of respect every day, that would be already a good thing.
Dear Tanja.
Stefan.
Thank you for being my guest on the Lightwolf podcast.
Thanks for being the ending of the little series we had behind the scenes.
Yes.
I feel very honored.
Thank you for sharing your perspective and your tips with those thousands of people on the call. I hope you folks out there, you leader, have enjoyed this podcast episode entitled Leading in Tandem. What happens when partnership becomes a leadership duo? I hope you've enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a quick star rating in your streaming app. Recommend us to others who might be interested in a similar situation like us. And I thank you for your time. And I look already forward right now to the next time that you are dialing in here into the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you, dear Tanja.
Thank you, and have a great evening, all of you, or morning, whenever you hear it.
Yes. Take care and see you next time. Bye-bye.